Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Self-aid housing. Prior to the 1950s, Barbados had developed a reputation for small, overcrowded, dilapidated wooden houses in both the urban and rural areas. These chattel houses were the houses of the working classes and poor. Newspapers and commissions frequently drew attention to wretched spaces in such areas as Cat's Castle and Suttle Street, Bridgetown, to name a few. Finally, the government of the day found a solution, self-help housing. This idea was examined in the Advocate editorial of the 23rd November, 1952. The editorial noted that government had invited two experts from Suriname to assist in a proposed self-aid housing scheme. It stated, quote, "The significance of self-aid housing was that it resulted in reduced costs, with the cost of labor being about 40 to 60% lower than that for building a normal house. The main labor costs were supervisory and transportation. The actual construction was done by a collection of families or their representatives who worked on the project over a period of about 6 to 8 months. All houses at the location specified should begin and be completed simultaneously." The paper also stated that, quote, "A pilot project of this nature was proposed for Clinkets, St. Lucie, and was expected to begin in January 1953 under the guidance of the experts from Suriname, where the practice was being executed. These experts would be on the island for 2 months. The house proposed would be built of concrete blocks and would consist of one hallway, one living room, two bedrooms, a kitchen, and an outside toilet. The normal cost of such a house, including of labor, was about $1,800. But with self-aid, it was expected to cost only $600 to $800. This announcement was made on the 23rd November, 1952, and it would go a long way in developing similar programs in, for example, the Bay Estate area or the Pine St. Michael. It would increase the need and preference for stone houses throughout the island.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.